All right, now we've got Ron who needs some help with insulation. What can we do for you today?
Well, I was I had radiant barrier type stuff. It's called E-Barrier from Sherwin-Williams, sprayed on my roof decking. And I have R38 insulation, and I was just wondering if it would be cost-effective to add any more insulation to the R38 factor I have already.
That sounds like you've got enough.
Okay.
So R38, you have what about, well, let me think about this. You've got
15
what about?
15.5 inches.
15?
Yeah, 15 inches.
It's bat. Is it bat or is it blown in?
It's blown in.
Oh, it's blown in.
Fiberglass.
Well, and typically you want 19 inches of bat or 22 inches of blown in, so you probably, if you've got the room, could add a little bit more blown in and still get some return on investment.
Okay. And one other question, though. How about foam insulation? How does that stack up to the other type, the blown
in? Well,
at
this point, you're already committed on the fiberglass blown in, so I would not switch to a foam product. But if you were starting from scratch, it's a good product. You're talking about the expandable products like an isonene product, typically used more so in new construction than a remodeling application, but they're good products, they do a good job, and they also seal out drafts as well as insulate at the same time.
Alrighty. Well, I appreciate your time.
You're welcome, Ron. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.